Wednesday night. I'm sitting in the dark in the toilet at Bar Open. Toots is out there talking to some guy from Canberra who knew her. He waltzed up to her and said, "Is your name Meg?" And now they're engaged in this entertaining conversation. The synchronicities are piling up. Oh my God. All the stuff swirling around. I've just had the most amazing experience. It all started when did it all start? I was on the tram on the way home. I was going to go home to my house and cook dinner and maybe call Freakley and go to bed and feel meh. It's just been added to the Oxford English Dictionary apparently. In Few 2003, she's in there somewhere. She was saying to me, you know, amongst the many pearls of wisdom that she's dropped, she said, life is easier if you don't try and just meh it. And I was appalled by this initially. I thought that goes against my whole said to her at the time. No, I try never to meh life. Life will meh you if you do that. You can't meh life. But I think in hindsight, I can see the wisdom of this advice. Sometimes you've just got to give up control. You trust the universe, it won't let you down. Olivia Goodall had an extraordinary synchronicity today. I sent her a one-word message on Facebook in response to a question that she had asked me. I said, "Sure." And she said, "That's amazing." Someone just, in answer to another question I had asked someone else, totally unrelatedly, sent me a one-word message saying, "Sure," at the exact same time. Extraordinary synchronicity. Okay, I was going to go home. Toots texted me, said, "I'm at Bar Open. Do you want to come have a bevy?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?" So I did. We got talking about my dad, our dad, and she said, "You know what, you Google him, he's quite famous. Google him, man, Google him in the context of ANU, you'll find he's extraordinary, his references all over the place." Not the point. Point is, I Googled him, and the first two links that come up when you Google my dad's name, the second one is a video and sound artist based in London, whose artistic statement is basically exactly the same as mine, just rephrased using different words. I'll link them so you blog reader can see what I'm talking about. The beautiful synchronicity, and then bang, 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 it just all started to happen. All of these things started piling up. There's a scene from The Matrix where he comes out, "My computer, it just..." Oh, I'd try and explain it to you, but you know what? You wouldn't believe me. You'd think I was crazy. The whole thing protects itself. I could try and explain it, but it would just sound like strange, drunken rambling. Wouldn't actually add up to anything. It's only in my mind that I can see all of the beautiful dots connecting. To you, blog reader, this is just strange, drunken rambling. You can't appreciate the incredible amazingness of the synchronicities. Paige was here. She bought tequila shots for Fran because it was Fran's birthday. She's 25, quarter century. Happy birthday, Fran. Tequila shots. I haven't had tequila shots in years. Literally years, doing it properly with the salt and the lemon and everything. I had them just the other day. There's another possibly abandoned blog post documenting this with Mr. Grimsey, my soon-to-be housemate, as of Friday, and Mistress Gabrielle. We had tequila shots because she had a sudden urge to have tequila shots. So for the first time in years, I had a tequila shot on Saturday night, and then randomly Paige bought some tequila shots tonight. So I've had two tequila shots in the space for a couple of days, having not had them for years. Not the point. Well, sort of, it's tangentially related to the point, which is that everything is connected. And I was reading Peter Carroll today, and thinking about this guy who I really like, and have a lot in common with, from whom I am totally alienated at the moment due to some bitch inserting herself between us. Peter Carroll, he was saying, you know what, we're all labouring under this massive delusion that's been indoctrinated into us from birth, that we live in a world of physics and cause and effect. Total delusion. And it's like a great big joke. It's a joke. You have to laugh. It's like a joke that the universe is playing on itself. Why? Don't ask why. But it is, and it's funny. You've got to laugh. Because every now and then you'll see it. You can look through the cracks and see what's really going on. And it's great when that happens, because you realize that all of these stupid things that one gets caught up in, none of it is true. It is all a great big fucking illusion. In those moments when the fabric rends and you can see, gotta love them. The synchronicities, man. Sitting in the dark in the toilet, Bar Open, drinking a beer, talking to my phone, trying to express something which just is not going to be expressed, because that seems to be how it works. It's just a bunch of random drunken rambling to you, probably. So it goes, hearing me at the back going, do you know what I mean? She was in the take one, she was there, and she was inserting beautiful observations at key junctures, illustrating what I was saying. But it's lost forever, it's the lost chord. The take one of this audio blog post, doesn't matter. The point is you've got to laugh. You've got to laugh. It's funny, it's a joke. Laugh. I am laughing right now, it's good. Keeps us sane.